Fast pace, kind of.
DC-101, the commander, with all the action and excitement. Good morning. Hapo to gaga. It's the Nino Grismanelli show. Hapo to gaga. It's the Nino Grismanelli show. About 30 seconds past 6 o'clock, WWDC-FM. Washington, good morning. What I need. Exactly what I need. See, that's why I like them young. So eager to please. That's why I work late at night in my basement. Yes, you don't know this about me, but I'm actually a mad scientist. And every night I run downstairs, throw my arms skyward, and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" Yes, you see, I'm trying to create the perfect woman. Just like that woman was. A trifle young, but perhaps promise for tomorrow. Yes, whatever you say. That's fine with me, dear. You see, that young girl was willing to accept the sound of my manly arousal, the sound of me saying, A woman my own age would say, "Hey, shut up! What are you, nuts?" Yeah? So that's why I have a female form down in my basement. It's a woman with no background, a drifter I picked up at the bus station. I knew she'd be listed as one of the untold missing. That's why I've been able to conduct my experiments on her. Her body, perfect in every way. Her mouth, nice, but better shut. So I've made an incision and opened her skull to work on her brain. And this is the delicate part of the surgery, because I must leave intact the knowledge of cooking, gobbledygee, and how to get a beer. But yet, I must cut away that part of the brain that nags, that demands a relationship, that has questions about tomorrow, that wants to go to her mother's house for dinner. I cut all that away, and I threw it into the wall with a splat. Because my stage of life, I've had it up there with the questions. Yes, maybe she'd be a vacant-eyed automatron, but apparently that's what I need. And so last night, after my careful calculations, after removing various parts of brain matter, I closed her up, and I turned on the electricity, and I waited. And sure enough, her eyes fluttered. She moved. She smiled. It's alive! That's when I waited breathlessly for her first words. Imagine my shock and horror when she sat up, shook her finger at me, and said,
"I think that maybe you and I should have the kind of relationship that we're supposed to have."
Ah, shut up! Back to the drawing board! I can't believe it!
Wednesday, Billy.
Monday.